The Catcher Podcast Conversations for the Curious, Essential Knowledge Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Akatra AI. Welcome back to the deep dive.
Today, we're taking a shortcut into a system that is, I think, fundamentally misunderstood, but it governs pretty much everything about our health.
The world of hormones.
Exactly. We're drawing from the work of biochemist Martin Luck, and the central idea we're unpacking is that hormones are not just some kind of background noise. They're the invisible orchestrators of your life.
That's so true. I mean, when people hear hormones, their minds immediately jump to, you know, teenage angst or menopause.
Right.
But Luck's work really forces us to zoom out. These chemical messengers, these molecules, they influence everything. Your mood, how sharp you feel today, how your body deals with that meal you just ate.
And this couldn't be more timely, really, because we are living through what Luck calls the modern hormonal crisis.
It's everywhere you look. It is. I mean, think about the rates of insulin resistance, chronic fatigue, thyroid disorders, all these mood disturbances. A lot of these roads lead back to a breakdown in our hormonal communication.
Absolutely. So understanding the system, it's like getting the owner's manual for living a healthy life in a world that seems, frankly, designed to mess with our internal chemistry.
Before we really get into the nuts and bolts, let's talk about the mind behind the synthesis. Martin Luck.
Yeah, he has some serious credentials. He's a biochemist and an endocrinologist.
Yeah.
Did his doctoral work at Cambridge.
So he's got the hardcore science background.
Oh, for sure. Over 150 peer-reviewed papers.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes him different, I think, is that he's not just stuck in a lab.
No, he bridges that gap, doesn't he?
Right.
Between that really cutting-edge science and practical, holistic advice, he brings an ancestral wisdom, which is fascinating.
And a lot of that comes from his own story. He had to overcome some pretty severe hormonal dysfunction back in his 30s.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And conventional medicine just wasn't helping him. That's what pushed him to question everything and really dig into the connections between our lifestyle, our environment, and our hormones. He makes the complex stuff feel actionable.
Okay, so let's get to the core idea then, the central thesis.
It's an incredibly empowering one. It's that hormonal health is the absolute cornerstone of being a healthy human. And get this, it's mostly influenced by our choices, our lifestyle, not just our genes.
So we're not just stuck with the hand we're dealt, genetically speaking.
Not at all. This is a roadmap for anyone dealing with that. That burnout, the brain fog, those weird symptoms that doctors can't seem to pin down. It's about getting to the root cause, not just slapping a Band-Aid on a symptom.
Luck starts by really demystifying how it all works. He draws this great contrast between the nervous system and the endocrine system.
Right. So the nervous system is your high-speed internet. It's like a direct telephone line. Instant, electrical, super specific. You'd touch a hot stove, the message is immediate.
And the endocrine system.
That's the body's postal service. Or maybe a radio broadcast. It's slower. The messages, the hormones, travel through the bloodstream so they reach almost everywhere.
Ah, so the effects are much more widespread and they last a lot longer.
Exactly. It's the difference between sending a quick text and, you know, changing an actual policy that affects everyone for weeks or months.
So if these hormones are broadcast everywhere, how do they only affect the right cells? How does that work?
That brings us to the lock and key analogy. It's the foundational concept.
Okay.
The hormone is the key. It's floating around in your blood. But it can only do its job if it finds the right lock, which is a specific receptor on what's called a target cell.
So if a cell doesn't have the right lock, the hormone just flits on by.
It just ignores it. Total specificity. And once that key turns the lock, the system has to have a way to shut itself off.
Otherwise, it would just keep going and going.
You'd burn out. And that's where negative feedback loops come in. It's a beautiful mechanism. The easiest analogy is your home thermostat.
Ah, for maintaining homeostasis, that stable internal balance.
Precisely. When your room gets too cold, the thermostat turns the heat on. Once it reaches the right temperature, it clicks off. Your body does the same thing with hormones, constantly monitoring and adjusting.
Okay, let's talk about some of the heavy hitters then, starting with insulin.
Yes, and we cannot overstate this. Luck calls it the master metabolic hormone. It's not just about blood sugar.
Most people think it is.
I know, but its influence goes way beyond that. It affects inflammation, fat storage, even brain function and aging.
And the really crucial point he makes is about insulin resistance.
It's the common thread. He argues it's at the center of nearly every chronic modern disease, not just a precursor to diabetes.
He links it to cognitive decline, too, which is terrifying.
It is. When cells become resistant, it's like they're starving in a sea of plenty. They can't get the fuel they need, and they can't clear out waste properly. That leads to inflammation, especially in the brain. It's a fundamental link between metabolic health and things like Alzheimer's.
Wow, that is a massive takeaway.
Huge. Now, from metabolism, let's pivot to stress and cortisol.
The famous stress hormone.
Right, and it has this dual nature. It can be a protector or a destroyer.
So in a real crisis, like you have to jump out of the way of a car, it's your friend.
It's your protector. It works with adrenaline, mobilizes energy, helps you fight or flee. The problem is modern life.
The chronic stress. Not a tiger chasing you, but 1,000 emails.
Exactly. That constant low-grade stress from deadlines, traffic, lack of sleep. That leads to prolonged high cortisol, and that is a destroyer. It weakens your immune system and tells your body to store fat, specifically that dangerous visceral fat around your organs.
And this whole stress response is governed by something called the HPA axis?
Yeah, it's good to clarify that. Right. For anyone listening, HPA stands for hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis.
No, it's the communication highway.
It's the highway between your brain and your adrenal glands that controls the stress response. And when that highway has constant traffic, it starts to break down.
Okay, what about the thyroid hormones? You called them the metabolic thermostat earlier.
That's what they are. They set the metabolic rate for basically every cell in your body. Energy, growth, brain development. It all depends on the thyroid.
And Luck is quite critical of how we test for thyroid function, right?
Very. He argues that the standard TSH test is often not enough.
TSH being thyroid-stimulating hormone.
Right. It's the signal from the brain telling the thyroid to get to work. But that's like saying the mail was sent from the sorting office.
But you don't know if the package actually arrived.
Exactly. Did it get to the house? And was it the right package? We need to know if the inactive T4 hormone is converting properly into the active T3 hormone. That's where the magic happens. He wants a much more comprehensive look at the entire pathway.
Okay, so if food influences metabolic hormones, then our internal clock must influence when we even think about food. Let's talk about sleep.
Yes, melatonin, growth hormone, and the master controller. Circadian rhythms. Luck is adamant about this. They are non-negotiable.
He has a great quote about this, doesn't he?
He does. Sleep is not downtime. It's when your hormonal repair crew gets to work.
Right.
If your circadian rhythm is off, say, from looking at your phone late at night, everything else suffers. Insulin sensitivity drops, cortisol gets dysregulated. It's foundational.
And of course, we have to touch on the sex hormones, estrogen, testosterone.
And progesterone. These are regulated by a similar pathway, the HPG axis, hypothalamic pituitary gonadal axis.
The communication highway for reproduction.
Right, but the key takeaway is that their role goes so far beyond just reproduction. They protect our brains, maintain muscle mass, bone density, cardiovascular health. Their decline in midlife is a huge factor in overall longevity.
And finally, there's this subtle, almost invisible threat he talks about, the modern disruptors.
EDCs, environmental endocrine disruptors. These are synthetic chemicals and plastics, pesticides, cosmetics.
And the danger is that they look like our own hormones to our body.
Exactly. They mimic or block our natural hormones. It's like having a key that fits the lock but doesn't turn it, or a key that gets stuck in the lock. It creates this constant low-level confusion in our body's communication system.
Okay, so we've laid out the key players. Let's try to synthesize the big overarching themes from Luck's analysis. The first has to be hormonal interconnectedness.
He calls it hormonal crosstalk, which is a perfect term. None of these hormones work in a vacuum. It is one single integrated network.
So if you mess with one,
you mess with them all. Chronic stress jacks up your cortisol, which then tanks your thyroid conversion and messes with your insulin sensitivity. It's a domino effect.
Which explains why just treating a single symptom like high cholesterol often doesn't work.
Exactly. You're missing the bigger picture. You have to look at the whole system.
Which brings us to the second theme, and this one is so empowering, the primacy of lifestyle over genetics.
Yes. This is the core message of Hope. Your hormonal health is something you choose. It's not just your fate. He shows examples of people with terrible genetic predispositions who completely turn their health around with lifestyle changes alone.
You are not a victim of your biology.
You are the manager of it. And theme three tells you where to start that management with your master clock, circadian rhythms.
Right. If that clock is broken because you have terrible sleep habits, it doesn't matter how perfect your diet is.
Your efforts will be blunted.
Yeah.
Massively. This makes getting morning sunlight and having a consistent sleep schedule. Well, it makes them non-negotiable health priorities.
And theme four, Food is either medicine or poison.
There's no neutral ground. He's very forceful on this. Every single meal is a piece of information you are sending to your hormones. It either supports them or it stresses them.
Luck is so good at using metaphors to make these ideas stick. We should share a few of the most powerful ones.
Definitely. The first one has to be, your hormones are not your destiny. They are your opportunity.
I love that. It just reframes the whole conversation from something you have to suffer through to something you can actively shape.
It really does. And then there's the one that captures the scale of it all.
Oh, the symphony one.
Yes. In the symphony of human physiology, hormones are not just the instruments. They are the conductor, the sheet music, and the concert hall itself.
It just shows you how fundamental they are to every single thing happening in your body.
And that reframing of sleep that we mentioned earlier.
Sleep is not downtime. It's when your hormonal repair crew gets to work.
It completely changes how you view getting to bed on time. It's not about being lazy. It's about essential biological maintenance.
And maybe one last one, which really sums up the challenge and the solution.
Modern life is a 247 assault on our ancient hormonal systems, but knowledge is our greatest defense. It's a call to action, really.
Okay, let's make this practical. What are some things people can start doing, like, tomorrow morning?
The biggest bang for your buck, the place to start, is circadian optimization.
Morning light?
Morning sunlight. Get outside within 30 minutes of waking for at least 10 minutes. No sunglasses. That light hitting your eyes is the single most powerful signal to set your body's clock for the entire day. It anchors your cortisol and melatonin rhythm.
And it costs nothing. Okay, what's next?
Informed metabolic choices. Knowing what we know about insulin, let's use that knowledge. A really simple one is to avoid eating late at night.
Because your insulin should be resting.
It should be low. And when you do eat, combine protein and fiber. Think eggs with spinach instead of a bagel. It keeps your blood sugar stable, which keeps your energy and focus stable.
And a third one, based on the EDCs.
Environmental awareness. Just start paying attention. Don't microwave food in plastic containers. Swap them for glass. Look at the labels on your deodorant or your cleaning supplies. Small choices to lower your toxic load really add up over time.
So when you pull it all together, the biggest takeaway for me is that paradigm shift.
Moving from reactive to proactive.
Yes. Moving away from waiting until something is broken to get a diagnosis, and instead moving toward a strategy of constant optimization, looking for the root cause.
For me, the most valuable piece is the confidence this knowledge gives you. It's the amazing realization that you actually have so much control over this invisible world inside you.
That your small habits matter.
They matter immensely. Knowing that when you go for that morning walk or when you choose the glass container for your lunch, you are actively conducting your own hormonal orchestra. You're creating health, vitality, energy. It's just incredibly empowering.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.